بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This morning we are speaking about Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, famous Buzurg, who was the contemporary of Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali. The story about him, where the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah Paksam had come out of the Rose Mubarak, and approximately 10,000 people had witnessed this. So it is recorded about him he says that I have traveled this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have traveled, I have seen the ups and the downs. I have seen this path very, very carefully, right through. And then I made an assumption. After seeing this path very thoroughly, I have seen that the closest way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in one small statement. Now it's a saintly person of that caliber, and he is the contemporary of Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi. One, just to make you understand his position, one person came up to Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi for his correction and rectification. So Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was shown something. So he turned him away and he says that, I don't see any good in you. I don't see any good forthcoming in you. So it's pointless me working with you. He turned him away. Man became despondent. He came up to Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi says, let's work, let's try. Nothing better than trying. And who isn't a sinner? We all in the same boat until we reach the end. We're all in the same boat. And in a few days, Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi turned him from a shaqi to a sa'id, from a person that was unfortunate to the one that became righteous. Now, when Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi seen this, he got a shock of his life and he says, this is only possible at the hands of Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi, such a great person, one that was, to me, in my sight, he was decreed already for Jahannam. And man worked on him and worked on him and worked on him, and he made sure that he made him a Jannati. So now this is the type of work and this is the type of personality of Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi. So it is his statement. You need to understand the personality to appreciate the statement that he makes. He says, I've seen the whole path right through. The ups and the downs, things that people slip and fall and they get lost, and the things, that factors that will bring these people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make them fortunate people, righteous, and lead them straight. And he says, I found that in this one statement, I found that there is the most amount of success. It's just one statement. It's the quickest way, it's the most effective way, and it's the easiest way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just in one statement. So he says, and that is just to annihilate oneself as far as you can to lower yourself. Now that is a very great thing. To make Quran Sharif tilawat is easy, to make zikr is easy. But then to annihilate yourself, to think nothing of yourself at any given situation, and then to behave like that. One is to say, no, I am nothing. Nachiz and Mandarin who? To say that, it's easy, right? But then to really behave like that, to conduct yourself that I am nothing, and to make yourself worthless. Not that you make yourself that people despise you. That's not the meaning. Whereas you think that you're not worthy of anything. You are convinced that you are the worst person. You don't go out displaying it and advertising it, but you conduct yourself like that. You feel, I'm not entitled to anything. I'm not worthy of anything. I am a hopeless person. It is just the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that is taking me through. So this becomes a perpetual feature in a person. It's a perpetual mental size, mental condition. This is the state of your mind. At any given time, this is the perpetual state of the mind. You don't think anything of yourself, not entitled to anything, not worthy of anything. So he says, this is the quickest and the most efficient way to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone then asked him, and then, how do you get this? How do you get this state where you feel nothing of yourself, worthless, absolutely hopeless? You feel you're a fraud, you feel you're a sinful person, you're not worthy and entitled to anything. Then how do you get this? So he says in three works. One is in endurance. And number two, and to show honor to anything that amounts to the symbols of Allah Ta'ala, symbols of Islam, the symbols of deen, to show respect and to show honor to it. That's the second thing. And number three is in the adherence of the sunnah. Number one is to lower yourself, at least to tolerate and serve people. You tolerate people, and wherever they need a service, you are prepared to offer any type of service. I'll just give one, two incidents so that this may become more clearer in your minds. When you talk of service, then anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody, servant of Allah Ta'ala, even an animal, are prepared to render that service to an animal as well. So this is number one, tolerance with service. Tolerance with service. Just one incident to give you, so that you understand what is meant by tolerance with service. Hazrat Mawla Hussain Ahmad Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he is traveling by train, and next to him is seated a Hindu. Outwardly he seems to be a prominent person. Allah Pak knows whoever it is, whether it's prominent or not prominent. But anyway, Hazrat is seated there and this Hindu is there, and the Hindu goes towards the toilet in a minute, he's back, and there is a frown on the face. So Mawlana made out what has gone. So he went, he pulled out his kurta, hung it on the rack, and then he found the papers lying near the toilet, took all those papers, cleaned the place up spick and span, dry, crisp, neat and tidy. And then with a broad smile, put his kurta back. He comes up to this Hindu, the co-passenger, and then tells him, Janab, now it is in a very clean state. You can go and look yourself. You won't find any problem. You won't find any problem. Now the Hindu goes, he goes and releases himself. So this being selfless and rendering help to people, being selfless and showing help to people just because they are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is an animal, but to show help, to show some type of compassion and love to the creation of Allah Ta'ala just because they are the creation for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for no other reason. You don't want, لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. I don't want you to say me thank you also. Not even thank you, just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, selfless, absolutely selfless. I don't want any remuneration. I don't want you to come and tell me thank you, nothing. Just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I am showing you this help, this assistance. So this is the first thing. Now, it's not an easy thing. Mawlana is not an ordinary person. You spoke about Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullahi, about the greatest person in his zamana. Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi, he taught senior books of kitab of hadith right in the haram of Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Masjid al-Nabawi, he taught for 20 years. And he had the largest circle there. Largest circle. Now in that zamana, where there were very great ulama-i kiram, and he had the largest circle there for 20 years. Then in the main center of the entire India, Darul Uloom Deoband, he taught again for 20-25 years. So here in Medina he taught for 20 years, here he taught for 20 years. And he's the Shaykh al-Hadith. There isn't an alim at his level. Someone had seen Rasulullah approximately 14 or 13 times. Each time they ask, and who's the greatest person in this age? And each time the question goes, and it's pointing towards Hazrat Hussain Ahmad Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi. So this is the person. So his personality, but when it comes to a service, then he can render service to this level, thinking nothing of himself, rendering service, thinking nothing to himself. Just so that it's a co-traveler. I'm traveling with you, and the Quran Sharif says, was sahibi bil jam, the one that is traveling with you, you show compassion, you show some kindness, and some consideration to him, just because of that. So this is now service, showing service to any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to exalt and to show respect to anything that relates to our deen, anything that relates to Allah ta'ala, relates to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, relates to deen, anything. Respecting a masjid, you remain silent, you don't talk, don't talk out of place, it's an alim, it's a buzurg, you respect him, the Quran, kitab, paper where the name of Allah Ta'ala is written, you're respecting that. You see a Muslim, you're respecting him, an old Muslim, you're respecting him. So all these are respecting and exalting just because this person has got the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a paper has got the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The azan is being called, you're respecting it, you're keeping quiet, you're remaining silent, just on account of this. Zubaydah is the king, is the king's wife, Harun al-Rashid's wife. Right? So it's a famous dream about her, that she had seen hundreds of people coming and having relationship with her. Famous dream. Hundreds and thousands of people. He gets up in a shock and instructs the maid to go and ask for the interpretation of this dream. Perhaps the leading alim at the time, Muhammad bin Sirin or someone, was confronted and asked, what's the meaning of this dream? So immediately that alim responded that it can't be your dream. It can't be your dream. He made out, this is a maid. Can't be your dream, it's someone else. So she says, no, I'm not allowed to disclose. Anyway, then eventually she disclosed the identity, right? It's a queen. It can be the queen's dream. It can't be an ordinary maid's dream. So what's the meaning of this dream? You will render such a service that the whole world will benefit. You will offer such a service that the whole world will benefit. And then true after that, right from Baghdad, right till Makkah Mukarramah, the most precious commodity in the Arab land up until recently was water. Now there's abundance of water everywhere available, freely available. But in that zamana, water was the most precious thing. It's a desert land, can't find water, you don't find streams and rivers. So that's the most precious thing. So she drew a river, cut a river right from Baghdad, right to Makkah Mukarramah. Right up until recently, all the Hajis coming, the thousands and millions, all were benefiting from this contribution of Hazrat Zubaydah radiallahu anha. And this stream still runs. Inshallah, people will take benefit from this right till the day of Qiyamah. So what a thing she has done. Okay. So this is the Zubaydah. And she had passed on, and after she had passed away, someone saw her in the dream. And they asked her, how did it fare with you? Said, Allah Pak blessed me, and Allah Ta'ala admitted me into Jannat. And perhaps it's because of that stream and the river that you have dug from Baghdad right till Makkah Mukarramah. He says, no, that was done with public money. That wasn't done with my personal funds. So it wasn't on account of that. Then what was it? What was it that gave you a place in Jannah? Public money, perhaps it was her personal money also, and part of it public money, but it was more her personal money that dug this entire stream. So she says, yes, one day, perhaps it was iftar time, Ramadan, long days, 18, 17 hours, and I was just at the table about to have iftar. Now she's a queen, so many attendants she's got, you know, all the frill and the thrills. with all that respect, now I was there, it's a hot day, and it was iftar time, just about to put that morsel into my mouth. And when I heard Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, I heard the azan go, and I left the morsel, I corrected my scarf wasn't right, I corrected it, I heard the word of Allah Ta'ala, I answered it, and then I resumed having meals. Says, on account of me respecting the word of Allah Ta'ala on that day, Allah Ta'ala has admitted me into Jannah. So anything that amounts to the respecting of deen, an alim, a buzurg, a masjid, an old Muslim, any Muslim for that matter, anything that relates to deen, but to show respect to it, not to disregard it. Right? So the first was tolerance with service, and the second, exalting anything that is connected to our deen. When tabligh jamaat came, so we respected them. We can't sit for the program we sat, we didn't disregard them. You can't take them home, at least you help them in some way or the other with the luggages, or you sat down for some program, or you gave them a moral support. You couldn't support them right through, then you gave them a moral support, you sat for one bayan, brothers can I bring some tea for you or something. So they feel moral, they feel supported, they feel nice, that people in this town are accepting us, they're showing the hospitality. Maybe you couldn't go for 1 year or whatever, they're not demanding on everybody to give 1 year. One day, half a day, 1 hour, half an hour, but you showed some cooperation. They're doing the work of Allah Ta'ala, they're working in amongst the Muslims. What I couldn't do, they are doing, let me just cooperate with them, let me just give them a moral support, let me just assist them, perhaps that may be my Jannat. How, who knows? A little bit of moral support. What we have learned today is to run down. What we haven't learned is how to pick up people, not to run them down, not to despise. They will have mistakes. The big Jamaat is all types of people coming in. There's an alim also coming in, one from the gutter also is coming in. So we have a mixed baggage. When you want a mixed baggage, now we can't condemn, we can't run down. We don't know what they are doing. We don't know what they are doing, so we can't just run down and criticize, try and see the good and try and pick them up. So this is the second thing, and the third is the adherence and the emulation of the sunnah. The same Sayyid Ahmad Rifai, rahmatullahi, one person had seen in the dream that he is in Maq'ad al-Sidq in the Malik al-Muqtadir, a very high exalted position. When you say Maq'ad al-Sidq, that is Maqam al-Sidq, a very high, very, very exalted position, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's in that position. So he was very excited, and he says, no, I'm going to take bayat at this buzurg's hands, because he's in a very high and an exalted position, in the close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he undertook the journey, reached up, he comes to the residence, and he hears from outside the house, that the Sayyid Sahib is catching it from his wife. She's got that some stick, nice and thick stick she's got, and she's giving it. He's screaming, and he's not doing anything. He's finding the pain, but he's catching the hiding also. Now, this man can't do anything because he's inside the confines of the house. He can't go and barge into the house. He can't force himself. Anyway, Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullahi had come out of the house. So this man was a wealthy person. He took out 50,000, 60,000. What meher you paid? This amount, take this please and free this woman. I will ensure that you get married in a better place. You can't be taking this type of hiding. You see, tolerance with service. I said tolerance with service. You can't be taking this type of hiding, this type of dishonor, this type of disgrace. You can't take it. How can you take it? You, for your position and your maqam, and then you are taking this type of disgrace. So Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah tells this person, if I were not tolerant and withstanding, then you wouldn't have seen me in that position that you have seen in the dream. So now I got a shock, hey, how does he know about the dream? You see me in that position because of my tolerance, because of my endurance. So this Allah Ta'ala likes to see what's the level of the endurance. Otherwise, in Jannat, in the heavens, there is a lot of zikr, tasbih and all carrying on there. All the malaika are full-time engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But what is not there is endurance. What is not there is humility. Modesty, you humble, you modest, you're lowering yourself all the time. So the heavens got only highness. So what Allah Ta'ala really appreciates is humility. You're lowering yourself, you're enduring, and you're taking all this you're withstanding only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says to this person straight by, if it weren't for this endurance and withstanding, you wouldn't have seen me in the position that you had seen me. Maqada Siddh. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this position. Allah Ta'ala join us. We're not even worthy to be the sand of the shoes of this awliya ikram. But at least we love them, we talk about them, and try to be on their footsteps. We can't be anywhere near them, but we can try to be near their footsteps in some way or the other. Who knows? Allah Ta'ala will shower us with His mercy out of His grace and out of His karam. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.